I'll hold your hand just like I beautiful what you're crying. Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful, please don't hurry. Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there. No cats to be.
Oh, great. Dina,
your eyes
Paul,
are like
Chris Shelley.
Right now. I'll take your.
There's a great special, by the way. I know, I'm totally geeked out. Anything to do with the Rat Pack, of course. And if you come up and visit my company, my media company, 512 New Media, you'll see it's a total Rat Pack. We have an 8-foot Sinatra picture in here. From one of my
straight to the back. It's looking right at you.
It's looking right down. It's an 8-foot prank. So when guests come up, and our clients will take pictures. But there was, I didn't know this, and I taped it, and I saw it. There was a special in 1970. It was the Frank Sinatra family and Dean Martin family celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Dina was little.
Dina was this little girl, and she sang. Dina Martin's our friend. Frank Jr., although he's not Jr., Frank Jr. sings. Tina. And I didn't know, and Dean had a son. Dean Martin had a son, Dean Paul. He died
yeah.
in a plane wreck. He was in the guard. He was flying.
Yeah.
But all the kids, so there's both families, and they're singing together, and they're doing, like, skits together. And Princess, I watched, I was like, wow.
Was Nancy there, too, on this one?
No. Dean's wife, second one, was there, the blonde. But no, Nancy was not there. Nancy Barbuda was not there. Barbuda's a muncher.
Yeah.
Little Nancy was there. And, but anyway, oh, it's classic. Jump over to line two. She's standing by, the conservative commentator in high heels, and she's trouble. Angela Box, how are you, Ange?
Hello, I'm still unvaccinated.
No, what are you? Too. That's got a big intro. I go down the toilet.
Hello, darling.
Happy day two. Well, I'm trying to think. It's day two of my 2-day work week. Is that what it is?
Yes. Congratulations.
I really must go, but it's cold outside. Hey, real quick, CBS News, big news. The Bidens have a new dog. And there was a snorkeling Santa in the Key, Florida Keys. So I just want you to know, if you're not up to date on the real news, CBS News, which is a disaster on fire in the ratings in the dumpster, wants you to know that the Bidens got a new dog, Angela Box.
Well, that is definitely breaking news. Also breaking news is that, unfortunately, New York City hospitals are not at capacity. So there's troubling news out of New York that the panic that they're trying to push with the Omicron, it's not really hitting the mark. So glad they got a new dog. And tonight, Biden is going to tell everybody how much we suck and that we're all going to die. And so thanks, Deepa. Merry Christmas.
Dude, I hope his prompter, you know, having spent time with the real president of the United States of America, who doesn't need a prompter.
Right.
It would be great to see Biden's prompter jam and just watch him like that. You know when he has that? You know, the local TV stations are not allowed to report on cognitive issues. He's just walking around. He's in a phone. I'll be great if the prompter froze. That's why. Man. Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
They're all ordered to scare. What do they call it? Vaccine porn now? It's a new phrase.
Yes.
The newsrooms are ordered to scream Omicron, Omaha, whatever the hell it's called, which is really just a cold, right? They bury the lead that it's mild. Angela Box can sort of come here.
Yeah, I mean, this has now gotten pathological. I mean, it's been pathological, but it's really, they realize now that their propaganda is really not working because there's a large swath of the population that has not gotten the vaccine, and we choose not to for many reasons. If you choose to get it, that is your choice. But there are many, many, many millions of us who are like, nah, I'm good. And what we're seeing now, of course, is the pandemic of the vaccinated, which they're continuing to gaslight the American people, pretending that it's the unvaccinated that are getting sick when it's exactly the opposite. So in fact, these vaccines, which are really not vaccines, because if they were vaccines, you wouldn't continue to get sick. They're just medicine, and they're creating this new wave of the pandemic. And this will never end unless people say, No, we're all done here.
Amen. Angela Box. Well, it's like, who's the fake Indian in the Senate?
Pocahontas.
Liawatha.
Yeah, Liawatha. She gets two shots and the booster, and she comes down with the Wuhan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but how many people, after getting the polio vaccine created by Jonas Salk, came down with a mild case of polio? I mean, what's up with Fred? Mild case of polio. Damn it, that vaccine. If I remember correctly. Wow,
where'd that come from? or the MMR. How many kids come down with the mumps after getting their mumps and rubella and measles shots? I mean, look, it is a scam. I mean, I am not anti-vax, and you're not anti-vax. And again, people have the decisions to make on their own. But the way they've pushed this in order to continue the fear and to continue the propaganda is, I think, really revealing about how little of a message they have. This is literally all they have. And there was a trial balloon thrown out earlier this week, which I rightly thought was a trial balloon. I don't think they're going to go with this because there's so much invested in this crap. But they were saying that maybe we would have to surrender to the virus, basically the Trump line of, hey, we're going to have to learn to live with this. I mean, it's the flu, so what's the big deal at the end of the day? And, of course, they're not going to allow that to happen because a lot of people have gotten very rich, and their minions love the fear. They love it. This is what I've learned. People love being told what to do, and people love telling other people what to do. That's what we've learned in the past 2 years.
Or is it the weak and the godless who have no compass? You know, being strong in faith gives you compass. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So is it those who are just weak and godless, you know, your basic liberals, who are just, I don't know, tell me what to do. I can't make a decision. I think it's those. I don't see people strong in faith going, I don't know what to do, because they just, you know, Proverbs 3:5 and 3:6 is your answer to that problem. Put your faith in the Lord and judge by all. Don't go by your own understanding. So I think that these are people who are just lost souls who got away from God. And they're like, oh, I need someone to tell me. I need a higher authority. I'll make it the government. And that's a fail. And then they get the Wuhan, and they're like, wait a minute, I got 3 shots, and there's going to be more. Wow. What a fail, Angela Boxman said with commentary.
Total fail. And not only that, but God has given us everything on the earth for our use. Things like minerals like zinc, things like vitamin D, things like the sunshine that you can get, things like vitamin C you can take. And it's very true. If you have a belief in God, you're like, hey, thy will be done. It is what it is. I get it or I don't get it. That's, you know, I'm going to take care of myself. God doesn't want you to be a sloth, but he doesn't want you to put your faith in things other than him. And so many people have put their faith in big pharma or big government or big media instead of looking to the foundations of what humanity really needs, and that's God.
Kind of strong. Angela Box, our real great president, was here on Saturday, rocked at Toyota Center, just laid it out there, and just Democrats. None of the local newsrooms would cover it. Channel 11 had a girl standing outside who said they wouldn't allow our camera in, but she didn't go in. Channel 13 only had 17 seconds to give, and Channel 2 didn't cover it at all. What an epic fail as they continue to die on the vine in the local newsrooms, Angela Box.
I mean, let them. It's really fun to watch. CNN is tanking. MSNBC is tanking. Actually, I have this crazy – this is how deluded these people are. Over the weekend, I was at a party, and I got into it with this leftist who literally was just spouting propaganda lines over and over. And when I was getting into it with him, and he, of course, made the Heil Hitler sign because that's literally all they have. That is literally all they can do. He was just spouting talking point after talking point and then saying, oh, I'm moderate. I'm in the middle. I'm like, no, you're just parroting what the corporate media tells you to parrot. Like, you're not in the middle. You are brainwashed. And it's frustrating, but we just have to continue on with the education of Americans, because so many are completely ignorant. The newsrooms lie by omission and commission. It's what they don't report as well as what they do report. And it's very frustrating, but we just have to keep soldiering on.
It sucks being them.
Yes,
they couldn't
does.
Steal Virginia, Angela Box. They couldn't steal Virginia because they were under so much scrutiny. Democratic consultants pretty much throw their hands in the air for November 2022 as a complete bloodbath of the Democratic Party in the House. Manchin has decided to actually stand up and represent his people in West Virginia. And the Jew haters in Congress use potty words like Ilhan Omar, so that's bold. Final thoughts. Final thoughts, Angela Bach.
Final thoughts is, Manchin's getting, you know, I love it, because my stepfather last night said, you know, Joe Manchin is the one Democrat I think who could actually win the presidency or be a good president for the Democrats. I said, well, the good news is that will never happen because their base is insane and they will never allow Joe Manchin to get through the primary, even though that's why ostensibly they put Biden up there, the old sack of potatoes who doesn't know what day it is, because he's, quote, moderate, and he was completely corrupted by the left, as we all know he would be. I think Manchin would actually be an old-school JFK Democrat. But don't worry, America, that will never happen because the Democrats are completely insane. So more of this. Keep it up. Please don't stop. We all need the material. It's great fun.
I know. You know what I say? Like, I just sit here in a lifeguard chair. All I'm doing is in a lifeguard chair. Just watching the swimmers go by.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull the stories and I do it. I said, you know, if the local newsrooms turn their back on Satan and the communist Chinese or whoever else is calling the ship, and start to report, I'd be out of business if they went legit.
Right. Like, what are we talking about? Like, everything's going great. Like, okay. See you later.
Thanks for playing the music in the background. Our final visit to our show for this year 2021.
Yes.
Oh, that's a conservative commentator. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New
Merry
Year.
Christmas.
Talk to you in 2022. Blah, blah.
2022. We'll be back. I guess it's January 6th, right? The 5th. Is that Tuesday? Sometime. Damn. A little scared, my friend. Back in a second. AM 1070, the answer.